Hello, brethren of the Imperium. This is Captain Kano of the Angry Marines. I am here to express the documentation of 1d4chan's Angry Marine entry in the name of the Emperor. The Angry Marines are a popular TG homebrew chapter of Space Marines, and by far the most famous homebrew to gain fame outside the realm of TG. They are angry for the Emperor and Skittles, all the time. Angry Marine tactics focus on getting into melee as quickly as possible and proceeding to bust open in several crates of FUCK YOU in the various directions of the Imperium's enemies. Due to this, Angry Marines tend to have low ballistic skills, almost that equivalent to the green-skinned orcs. But, to counter this, Angry Marines have terrifically high weapon skills and strength, meaning anyone getting into close combat quarters will be utterly annihilated. There is even a codex for 7th edition Warhammer 40,000, detailing special rules required to represent their rage adequately. There's in fact even an 8th edition codex you can use to play them. Even though it is more than 90% complete, it is not balanced yet. However, that is not an excuse for you ultra smurf blowing fucktards not to read it. The Angry Marines employ a variety of weapons notably different to the Space Marine arsenal. These include power-heavy bolters for melee and range use, dual power fists, power feet, power bats, power wrenches, and even a Predator Angrenator, a modified version of the Predator Whirlwind artillery tank that fires the Angry Marines themselves directly into the enemy ranks. These are detailed in Codex Angry Marines. The Angry Marines also think that pistols are for faggots who can't hit worth a damn. And so these Marines rarely go into battle, if not never, with pistol combat weapon combos, opting instead to engage opponents in melee combat. Even when not in combat, the Angry Marines are so angry that even the words of their out loud speeches seem to be made of with the caps lock key on. It is a commonly held misbelief that Angry Marines swear a lot. The truth is that with a few exceptions, Angry Marines rarely swear. Nevertheless, the properly reflecting Angry Marines' verbal communications requires that everything to be typed in full caps. You've probably seen how Space Marines feel emotions with a strength that normal people cannot comprehend, yes? Well, the Angry Marines feel rage to an extent that leaves other Space Marines entirely speechless. You think you've ever been angry? The most rage you've ever felt is it like a minor annoyance compared to what an Angry Marine feels all the time. Some believe the Angry Marines to be loyalist world eaters. This is merely one of many theories lying around. Another theory is that they are the missing 2nd or 11th Legion, but it is not known what the Angry Marines think of this statement. In fact, whenever someone asks an Angry Marine about the chapter's founding history, the one asking is given a swift, forceful kick to the balls with a power foot. Yet another theory is that they're successors of the Ultra- Oh my god, please, not in the face! At present, the prevailing belief is that, like the faggoty-ass Pretty Marines, the Angry Marines are a first founding chapter and used to be the 2nd Legion. However, due to Rowboat Girly Man accidentally hitting the backspace key when he meant to copy and paste something while typing up the Codex Astartes, the 2nd Legion was stricken from official records, and as were the 11th Legion. Thus, most of the Imperium, and indeed the galaxy at large, doesn't know about them, even though they are not classified as any kind of secret in any way, shape, or form. There are some lame guys out there that believe an old meme is old. Others disagree, using the argument, memes have no expiration date, and pointing out that, as King Solomon once said, there's nothing new under the sun. So getting riled up that something is old is pretty lame. Everything is already old. Should an Inquisitor ever find a planet to be rife with heresy, the people of that world, as well as many of the adjacent ones, better hope that the nearest chapter fleet isn't one of the Angry Marines. Very often, the resulting fallout of their measures to purge heresy results not only in the absolute destruction of the world on which the heresy was first detected, but all things within a radius of 10 subsectors as well. Such fruit may be borne by the Angry Marines by, for example, ramming battle barge by battle barge into the very surface of the world itself. Of the many Space Marine chapters that protect the citizens of the Imperium, none are as well respected or admired as the warriors of the Ultramarines. Such is the greatness of their deeds. Their stories are told on in numerous worlds. Their reputation as the saviors of the Imperium is both well deserved and proven time and time again. Indeed, such is their martial prowess that even other Astartes can only but compare themselves forlornly inferior to those that hold Gilliman's gene seed. This does, however, occasionally lead to frictions among some of the more bellicose chapters of Astartes that still stubbornly refuse to yield to the wisdom of the blessed Codex Astartes. Such antagonism is best illustrated with the anecdote from an instance when Ultramarines encountered an obscure and ill-recorded chapter, whom records merely identify as the Angry Marines. The Angry Marines had apparently chased a Tyranid splinter fleet into Ultramarine space, to which they brought absolute devastation. Impressed by their sheer ferocity, the blessed Khalgar offered an invitation to their chapter master, a man identified in the records only as Temporus Maximus. However, the invitation to meet their spiritual liege was responded to with the head of the slain Hive Tyrant, on which was crudely scrawled in an insulting cartoon of the Ultramarine's defense of Macragge, as well as depictions of male genitalia, and the message, "Still not as good as the head your mom gave, you pompous fucking douchebag fuckhards!" Infuriated by such a blatant, insulting snub, Khalgar personally took it upon himself to demand an apology from the arrogant Temporus Maximus. He subsequently traveled to the offender's battle barge throne room in person. Unfortunately, little did he expect the animalistic temperament from the maniacal Temporus Maximus. The exchange between the two soon escalated to an argument before coming to blows. The clash between the two occurred behind closed doors, with no clue exactly what words were exchanged, and when the doors opened again, it was Khalgar that was battered and bruised, with the sacred gauntlets of Ultramar torn from him. Only the wise counsel of the Inquisition prevented him from declaring immediate war against his unruly brethren, a war that would no doubt have cost the Imperium greatly before the Angry Marines' inevitable victory. The story stands as a clear example of how the refusal to allow the Codex only promotes discord and strife between erstwhile brothers. As to what occurred in the Angry Marine chambers, few can know. The only clue would perhaps be the jeering cry raised by the Angry Marines whenever they crossed paths with the Ultramarines during campaigns. A nonsensical mantra of, "Stop hitting yourself! Stop hitting yourself! Stop hitting yourself!" repeated over and over. Ultimately, it is telling of the less than exemplary mental nature of non-Codex Astartes. However, the Angry Marines still had heroes among them. A boy was born in the year 895, M38, on Pathos Secundus. Little is recorded of his parentage. His father was a guardsman, known only to be missing and presumed dead. His mother died in childbirth. The pregnancy had no complications, and so an autopsy was conducted. Wounds throughout the mother's uterus and along the birth canal indicated extreme trauma. Video of the birth confirmed the medical examiner's suspicions. He had come out cunt-punching. The child spent his youth in and out of various orphanages and foster homes. Several of his caretakers attempted to name him, but when someone asked his name, he responded only by punching them in the throat. He was regarded as mad and dangerous at the very least. Many believed he harbored some mutation or even the mark of chaos. At the age of 10, however, he finally found a home. An angry marine quartermaster had made planetfall to procure supplies, and the young boy happened to be in the area. The marine shouted to him, "Hey, asshole! Bring me that fucking hand truck in the corner!" The youth approached the hardened battle brother and kicked him squarely in the groin plate, breaking two of his toes, but not making a sound, nor shed a tear. The angry Marines had found a recruit. At the time of this, he was named Asshole. When Asshole was inducted, the chapter master of the Angry Marines had decreed that new recruits should become standard Codex Scouts. The issue was put to vote, and the chapter at large declared this decision to be completely fucking fagatrocious. However, the decree stood for a time on the basis that the chapter master did it. Just to piss you off, you worthless twats! This did not well accommodate young Asshole. The one thing they could never teach him to do was aim, and he spent far longer than normal languishing in the 10th Company. Finally, in 176, M39, during the scouring of Erlinger Prime, he proved himself. After emptying his magazine into an orc horde with no effect, Asshole abandoned his cover, howled madly into the sky, and broke his sniper rifle neatly in half across his knee. He then charged the band, tearing limbs from any greenskin that stood in his way, until he was standing face to face with the boss mech. Asshole took the two halves of his rifle and spitted the orc from both ends of his digestive tract, right through his flash custom hard pants, no less. The remaining Xenos turned tail and ran. For his heroism, Asshole was immediately inducted to the 5th Company and promoted to the rank of sergeant. Nevertheless, the chapter master shortly thereafter judged that the newbies were pissed off enough and reinstated the angry gangs. Asshole rose quickly through ranks, finally becoming brother captain of the battle barge Killfuck Soul Shitter in 722 M39. During his career, he developed a special hatred of Eldar and would often be heard to claim that
they may as well be goddamn pre-marines for all their fairy-assed pants-shittery.
In 756, M39, the Killfuck Soul-Shitter was called to push back an incursion on the Kolofid sector by Eldar. The campaign was a terrifying success, and in its last moments, Asshole confronted the Farseer Turiel and her daughter Sorith, one of the Seer Council, personally. Breaking Sorith and casting her blithely aside in one swift blow, the captain confronted the Farseer, shaking in rage. Before she could react, he slammed her to the ground, removed his groin plate, and raped the Eldar Psyker with a brutality she no doubt ever imagined in her 424 years. As he finished, he rose, readjusted his armor, and looked at the horrified Sorith in her eyes, saying,
"I fucked your mom."
He turned left, letting the two witches steal into the webway. A marine in Asshole's retinue, puzzled, asked,
"Why the fuck did you let those two dykes get away, you retarded cocksickle?"
In an astonishing display of restraint, Asshole replied simply,
"Those space wars aren't the only ones who can plan ahead, you dickweed."
In 989, Millennium 39, Captain Asshole had received a pizza with mushrooms instead of pineapple. He had suffered an aneurysm while pummeling those responsible. Thus, his battle brothers cybernetically mounted him into one of the chapter's dreadnoughts, or, as they prefer to call them within the Angry Marines, a belligerent engine. 30 years later, the chapter master met the same Eldar once again on the field of battle. The carnage played out similar to it had before. All that remained were Turiel and Sorith, and the belligerent engine in which Captain Asshole was fused. A terrible ding it heard. Suddenly, Captain Asshole's turgid member had punched right through the armor plating of the dreadnought, with the angry marine himself in tow, and lodged itself between the buttocks of the Farseer with the force of 10 supernovas. He turned to Sorith and spoke his last words to her before slaughtering them both.
"Even in death, I still fucked your mom."
Captain Asshole, victorious, then breathed his final breath and died on the fields of battle.